birthday scam time. Going to call a woman as her television provider and say that she's behind on her bill because she's paying the rate that she had originally, which was a promotional rate.
Oh, it lasts for 12 months.
Yeah, but that's over, and we have bumped it up 50%.
Hello?
Alice, hi. This is Joe Hicketts over at... How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. I'm calling. I'm from the billing department, and I noticed that you're behind on your payment.
Oh, no. We already paid the bill this month. Thank you so much, though, for calling.
No, well, but there's a problem because you're you paid $99, and the amount due is $149.
No, our bill is $99 a month. That's what we've been paying for months.
That only was for the promotional period, which has expired. Now it goes to the regular rate of $149.
We never got a notice of when that was going to end, so...
Well, yeah, it's ended. So we need to get caught up on that.
Oh, you can just take us off, because we had no desire to go through past the promotion, so we never got a notice that it's going to end, so just take it off. We will just get a new,
well,
service, new provider.
You know, that was a two-year deal, so I can end the service, but then there's a $150 cancellation fee.
None of this was explained to us. Do you have a supervisor I could talk to?
It's in the fine print, you know, and so the $150 plus the $50 that you're behind, it would be $200 for you to cancel.
Yeah, no, that's not going to work for us. Maybe I could talk to your supervisor because there's no way we're paying $200.
hang on just a sec.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Mike.
Are you supervisor?
I am.
We're just not interested anymore if the bill's going to be that high, so we would like to be let out our contract.
Hang on. Can you hold a moment while I access your account?
Oh, sure.
Okay. You signed for 2 years. The first year was $99 a month, and then you went to $149 a month.
I think we signed up for 1 year. I think that's what the issue is. I don't think
there are a lot of packages we offer. If you're not careful about which one you select.
No, we wanted to be able to lock in that $99 for the promotion.
Which you did.
And we thought it was for 2 years.
And you did lock in for 2 years.
Yeah, that's going to make our bill way too high.
Well, let me look.
Yeah, we
I do see
that.
That you guys do order a lot of on-demand movies, and that's a way to keep down the cost. Those are extra.
I'm sorry, what on-demand movies?
Well, looks like there's a lot of softcore porn in here.
Can you please confirm the account you're looking at? Because I definitely am not watching soft porn.
Two nights ago, you rented MILF Orgy 4. Was that not you?
No, it was not.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not passing judgment on you. That's why they're there, for your enjoyment. I watch them.
Can you maybe send me an email with the list?
I have the whole MILF Orgy series.
Uh-oh.
1 and 3 were the best ones. 4 was okay.
This is someone else in my household. I think that's.
I would skip 5. 5 is no good.
I got it.
MILF Orgy 1, that's the classic.
Yeah, you can never beat the original. The sequels are never as good.
I appreciate your enthusiasm, but this is not of interest to me. If you could just send me a list, please.
Alice.
Yes.
This is Dean and Raj. We're calling you for your birthday. It's a birthday scam.
You were going to get him in so much trouble. I was like, oh, my God, send me that list.
Donald wanted us to call you.
He is not watching the MILF Orgy series, although I do still...
Oh, thank God, our marriage is safe. Oh, my God, I was so worried.
Tell Donald we call, and we hope you have a very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
Right now, let's play another round of Match the Singer to the Band. We'll bring in two contestants to pit them against each other. Mark from Pearland, are you there?
I'm there.
How are you today, sir?
Doing very well, thank you.
All right, you will ring in if you know the answer with your name, Mark, okay?
Okay.
Your opponent will be Keith from Rosenberg. Hello, Keith.
How you doing?
Good. You understand the rules, Keith. When we name this singer, if y'all think you know what band he's from, shout your name so we can see who gets in first, okay?
Okay, got it.
All right. We used to have them do animal noises, which was... fun
confusing.
But they kept getting their animal noises confused, so we just dropped it.
The name seems to work better. All right, here we go. There are 10 of these, and the person who gets the most will win. What is this, somebody's speaker? Hello?
Yes.
Thank you.
Could you turn it down just a little?
There. Yeah, I can turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, just bring it down a notch.
Okay.
Testing.
Yeah, I can't hear.
Oh, what?
Can you hear now?
Better.
All right. I guess we're going to have to live with that. I don't understand why.
If I can hear it coming out of your speaker, you should be able to hear it. All right, here we go. Singer number one, Dennis DeYoung.
Keith.
What happened? Did we lose some?
Mark disconnected. All right, so Keith, you will play on your own, all right?
Well, he rang in, unless Mark calls back. All right, he rang in anyways. Who's Dennis DeYoung sing for?
Styx
is correct.
And, of course, solo, but we want to know the band.
And you're keeping track of this, Raj. He needs to get a certain number
How
of
many?
These.
I think that's one.
All right. Singer number two, Lou Gramm.
Foreigner.
That is correct. He's good so far. Singer number three, Sting.
The Police.
These are all so difficult.
Singer number four, Dave Gahan.
Uh-oh.
I have no idea.
Not so smart now, are we?
Well, no. He just doesn't know that one. That's okay.
Mark is yelling in his car right now.
That's Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
Dave Gahan.
No shame in not knowing, by the way.
He was just in the news the other day, wasn't he?
Yeah, there was something about Dave Gahan.
I don't remember what he did.
No, he was on our birthday list.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's newsworthy.
Number five, Chris Robinson.
Oh, Black Crowes.
Black Crowes, correct. Number six, Paul McCartney.
The Beatles or Wings.
All right, covered that very well, yeah. Number seven, Dusty Hill.
Oh, come on.
ZZ Top.
Number eight, Ronnie James Dio.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I actually got to see him when he sang with Rainbow.
Damn it.
I'll accept that.
Your Rainbow, you could have said Black Sabbath, or you could have said
the
Dio.
Man, Dio.
Dio,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Number
or
nine.
Heaven and Hell.
Or Heaven and Hell, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know, it's good. I think Mark saw the writing on the wall.
With Dennis DeYoung,
and he bailed.
Maybe his phone cut out. All right, where are we at? Number nine.
Steve Perry.
Journey.
All right, and number 10, and by the way. How many does he have?
He has eight out of nine.
So he's got to get this final one correct.
What? It's a tough contest.
That's just what the rules are. If you read the rules of this contest.
Where are those?
Which I have not yet written down.
But...
You have to have 9 out of 10 to win.
Okay.
You have to have 90% on this. Singer number 10, Sammy Hagar.
The artist I've seen more of anybody ever. I've seen him solo. I've seen him with Van Halen. I've seen him with, oh my God, now I forgot the last one that he actually came here with when he had Jason Bonham with him.
Yeah, we're not looking for Van Halen. Not looking for Van Halen.
Obviously not. Not Van Halen. It's a band that has poultry in it.
Oh, Chickenfoot.
Chickenfoot. Yes. No, I'm sorry. We were looking for Montrose.
Oh, come on.
You don't get the tickets.
All right. Hang on. We're going to set you up. Wow, pretty impressive.
All right.
Very good. Keith?
You know your classic rock.
9 out of 10.
I mean, that was really good.
Very good. All right. Hang on. Haas is going to get your information. We'll get you your tickets to the, what are we doing? The Pasadena Strawberry Festival.
That is correct.
Always a fun time. Hang on. All right. Comedian Patton Oswalt coming to Houston this fall. You can win tickets before you can buy them right now if you can identify this tough movie clip.
Bring in our first person who will attempt this. I don't know how many people this might take. Dave from El Lago. How are you?
Doing good.
What's going on in El Lago?
Oh, not a whole lot this morning. Just taking the kids to school. And
El Lago, down by Seabrook, the one-time home of pirate Jean Lafitte.
One of his main hideouts. Did you know that, Dave?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Look around. Start digging around. His treasure might be there somewhere.
Dig up under the trampoline, maybe. or whatever you have in your backyard.
All right, let's see if you can get these tickets to see a comedian Patton Oswalt.
Here we go. I'm going to play the clip through the phone. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here it comes.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me. Who's got you?
Name the movie.
Could it be Superman?
It is the movie Superman. The 1978 version with Christopher Reeve.
Wow, we went back on that one for the obvious relevant reason of the passing of Margot Kidder, who was Lois Lane in that movie, and with
was
her
good
squeaky,
at it,
smoky voice.
Right. She was the harried reporter,
right,
Lois Lane.
Couldn't possibly notice that Superman was Clark Kent because he took his glasses off.
Well, it really disguises your face when you're removing your glasses. Yeah,
they look like the Rick Perry smart glasses, too, the big black frames.
I remember the scenes in the newsroom were like comedy scenes, and she's like always rushing to get her story done. She's like, how many peas and rapist? anyway, she was good. I liked her a lot.
Yeah,
she was
very talented, then troubled later and suffered from some bipolar and issues, and she passed at age 69.
69, yeah.
But too young, really.
Don't know the exact cause of the death yet. Right. But you identified Superman. Hang on, and we're going to set you up with your tickets.
All right, thank you.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Cleveland Indian shortstop Francisco Lindor is a switch hitter, which means he has to have two batting helmets. You know, one with the left ear flap and the other with the right ear flap so that his face, the side that's facing the pitcher, is covered. And it changes from side to side, obviously. And I'm surprised this hasn't happened before, but in a recent game, Lindor was batting right-handed but grabbed the left helmet, which left the ear facing the pitcher completely exposed.
Uh-oh.
We don't have that audio, do you? But the announcers really, I sent it to you quite a while ago, but the announcers are like, something's wrong in the back, and they realize he's got the wrong helmet on. So with that, I'm going to leave you with the three greatest switch hitters of all time.
All right.
Number one, of course, Mickey Mantle.
Of course.
Number two, Pete Rose. And number three, Caitlyn Jenner. And that's today's Wild Pitch.